90.7.
What's going on, Sheridan? We're coming at you out of the broadcast room. I'm Sean McConnell. You're listening to The Face. I'm one of two hosts today, the other sitting straight ahead of me. He's a charming man.
I'm Brendan Zarian.
So how's everybody doing today? We got a great show for you today, I think.
It's going to be great.
It's going to be amazing. Yep. We got our awesome co-host, our co-anchor over here, Matt Coffin. He'll be coming at you with some entertainment. We got Christy Knox. She's going to be coming at you with some sports.
And
awesome technical producer, Paige. Paige, what's your last name? There we go. So, Ogden. Yeah, coming at you right now is me and Brendan. We're just going to start the show off with a little bit of some banter. Brendan, how was your weekend, buddy?
It was pretty interesting. I didn't get up too much, but I was at the Raptors game on Sunday, which was quite eventful.
How was that?
It was pretty good. Coming into this one, a lot of people were paying attention because of the potential playoff matchup between the Pacers and also because the Raptors have been struggling lately without Lowry. So, Dwayne Casey said that they needed to take care of home and come out strong with force, and they did just that, holding the team to 39% shooting.
That sounds pretty good. Sounds like a good game.
Yeah. I heard the half in the playoffs.
Yeah, I heard the halftime show. Was
they still have two more matchups against the Pacers in the last 12 games of the season. So
I got a good feeling.
Yeah,
I think we're gonna be seeing playoffs. We are gonna be seeing playoffs.
Hopefully,
we've seen a cup. I heard the halftime show is pretty cool. It's like a little wrestling.
Oh yeah, there was like a wrestling match between all the mascots, like the Wolverine, the Wolves mascot was there, and the 76ers mascot, and the Marlies mascot was also there.
And they just had a big like wrestling kind of thing going on.
Yeah,
awesome. Man, I had a experience this morning at Tim Hortons. I don't know if I told you
what happened.
I went to buy my breakfast this morning and down at the Sea Wing. So I walk over and I order my coffee. I'm the first one in line, by the way. No one's there. I get my coffee. I get a bagel. And I have a winner's ticket for a donut. Hand them all
nice. I haven't won yet this year.
I've been doing amazing. I've been killing it and roll up the rim. But I got my coffee, my donut. I go to wait for my bagel. People are just passing me, getting their food. And I eventually say something like, hey, I haven't got my bagel. Right. And the girl just starts accusing me of cheating, like stealing, saying you're trying to swindle our system. You haven't. I'm just standing like.
So what did she say exactly?
She said, "If you're trying to cheat us, you are not going to prosper." And I just said,
"Wow,
ma'am, can I just please have my bagel?
Some biblical.
I just want my bagel. I just want my bagel."
It's like everyone's waking up. Like
honestly,
you don't need to break out the Bible for something like that.
It's a dollar bagel. I'm not going to try to steal a dollar bagel.
Well, that's Tim Hortons in specifically is always usually horrible with their service.
So slow. Seriously, I am boycotting Sea Wing Tim Hortons from now on. Another thing I did this weekend, I actually went over to I went to the Comic-Con this weekend.
That's nice.
Yeah, I was at the Metro Intra Convention Center right by the CN Tower and Rogers Center. Really, really good time. It's the Comic-Con or Fan Expo presents Comic-Con. It's not the Toronto Fan Expo. It's almost as if it's their little baby.
Right.
It's literally half the price and probably half the size of the actual Fan Expo.
Half the people.
Honestly, though, still the like I
the amount of people that were there were still
Matt came with me.
So what brought you out there?
Matt and I actually went out to shoot a package for Sup Sheridan, which will be showing on Wednesday.
3 p.m. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter.
Yep. Nice little promo there.
Great stuff. Lots of great
promo.
Costumes.
No big deal.
Lots of great costumes. Cool, like anything.
Did you dress up? That's the question.
I didn't dress up. I wore a Spider-Man t-shirt.
Okay.
It didn't get any likes or whatever.
Matt, what did you wear?
By the costumes and everything.
I found my nice little Sailor Moon outfit.
Still fits.
Can you get it into my spandex?
But I would be
cool
if
you guys that could. Oh, boy. Yeah.
Hopefully we'll see some Sheridan students out there one day in the artist area. There's a lot of cool drawing and everything going on with the comic book artists, people trying to make it. So then there's lots of booths where they're college students like from Sheridan that are just
what would
set
you say was your favorite part of the day?
I would like the drawings, looking around at all the it just made me jealous of people's ability to that I don't have. I look at artwork and I look at these pieces of art that these people have produced and I think to myself, there's no way I could do this, though I wish I could do this. Because it'd be a cool job, you know, drawing for comic books.
So I can make pretty bomb stick figures, but like not on their level. The attention to detail is unbelievable that these
artists have, and like even seeing it shared. And here, you walk down the art hallways, and it's like guys, come on, like why?
It blows my mind.
I wanna do that.
Yeah. Well, let's take a look at what's going on at around Sheridan this week. We got a bunch of events coming up. Let's take a look. Right now, actually, down at the A-Wing, we have the Clay Club. They're having a mug and bowl sale. That'll be going on until 4 o'clock. Yeah, they all artwork done by Sheridan students. They accept cash, credit, Visa, or sorry, cash, credit, debit, whatever you want. Go pick up some art.
You need a little bowl for your potpourri. And,
yeah, whatever
you
supplies you need, some car keys or something like that. From actually starting today until the 24th at Union Square at Davis is the Proud to Be Me campaign. It's about body awareness. There's booths, there's contests, there's everything. So get over there, appreciate your body, be proud to be you. Tuesday is Coffee House at HMC. Come on out, have a cup of coffee, get out your acoustic guitar, sing a song, say a poem. It's going to be great. That starts at 4 o'clock. Moving on March 22nd, we have Sheridan's Got Talent. So if similar to Coffee House, but if you want to have a beer or two, go over to the Den and get yourself a beer and portray some of your talent. It's going to be great. And then finally, on the 23rd at Trafalgar, we're going to have Sujourner Truth Parsons. She's a Canadian painter living and working in L.A. Any of the art students that want to come over and check her out, she's going to be coming over and doing a bit of a presentation. That starts at 12:30, and that'll be ending at 1:30. So come on down to the Trafalgar campus and check that out. So now we're going to move over, and we're going to take a look at some news going around Canada and our neighbors in the in the United States. Homicide detectives have been called this morning after a body was discovered in Mississauga this morning. Peel Regional Police received reports of a person lying outside near the corner of Lakeshore Road East and First Street this morning around 9 a.m. Police could not say whether the death was suspicious or not, but they later confirmed that the homicide detectives were looking into it. The gender and age of the victim was not released as officers tried to notify the next of kin. Hamilton police are investigating the body outside of an elementary school yesterday afternoon. A man's body was found outside St. Francis Xavier Elementary School in Stony Creek around 2 p.m. Police are not saying if it was foul play, and the school posted on their website that they will be open today and throughout the investigation. A Canada-wide warrant has been issued today for a man wanted in connection with the death of a child in St. Catharines. 7-year-old Nathan Dumas was found injured at a residence Friday and unfortunately died later in hospital. Niagara Regional Police are looking for 43-year-old Justin Cruiser, who police say allegedly stabbed a woman at a Royal Bank branch on Friday. Police say Cruiser is the stepfather of Dumas, and he is armed and dangerous. Niagara Police spoke to the media at 8 a.m. Monday morning. Police are asking members of the public to help identify a suspect who allegedly sexually assaulted a woman at the Eaton Center on Friday. Toronto Police have released security camera footage of the suspect today. He is described as a black male, approximately 25 to 35 years old, and is about 5'8" with medium build. He is seen wearing a blue toque, black winter coat, blue cargo-style jeans tucked into his black boots. If anyone has information, please call Crime Stoppers or investigators at 416-808-5200. That's 416-508-5200. 808-5200. Barely getting traction in his new job, Jeff Jones, president of the ride-sharing company Uber, has resigned from the company. Jones is the latest of several high-level executives to leave Uber within the last few months. In a statement to tech blog Redcode, who first broke the news, Jeff Jones said, quote, "The beliefs and approach to leadership that guided my career are inconsistent with what I saw and expected at Uber," end quote. Uber has been hit with several controversies, including allegations that they ignore sexual assault allegations and high-tech espionage. Talk about spy work and cars. Oh, man. James Bond stuff going on there. The head of the FBI, Director James Comey, told a congressional hearing that he had seen no evidence to support a claim by Trump saying Obama wiretapped his 2016 election campaign. But the FBI is now launching an investigation into any connection and collusion between Trump's campaign and Russia. The committee will be investigating accusations that Russia tried to influence the 2016 election by hacking Democratic operatives and releasing embarrassing information. Russia has denied all allegations thus far. Ryerson University has now reported two cases of mumps on campus. The latest case has been confirmed that it's a student in the athletic department who contracted the viral infection. This sets the city of Toronto at a total of 43 infections, with health officials asking Torontonians to make sure that they are properly vaccinated. Mumps is typically contracted through kissing or sharing drinks, utensils, and food or water bottles, so be safe out there. A Canadian teacher, Maggie McDonald, has beat other 20,000 nominees for the 2017 Global Teaching Prize. McDonald was recognized for her work in Saloop, an Inuit community in northern Quebec. The Dubai-based Varkey Foundation said in a statement, McDonald has made an outstanding contribution to the lives of her students and everyone in Saloop. She was awarded $1 million. A Canadian teacher, Kevin Flynn, Minister of Labor of MPP for Oakville, visited Sheridan's Skilled Trade Center to announce over $250,000 in new funding for Sheridan's apprenticeship training programs, including industrial mechanic millwright, general machinist, and tool and dyer maker. Flynn says, we've learned over the years that when we reach potential apprentices early and get them skills and experience through pre-apprenticeship programs, they stand a much higher chance of completing apprenticeship training and enjoying rewarding, well-paid careers and well-trades. Planning on graduating this year? Trafalgar campus will be hosting a graduation fair on March 31st from 2:30 to 5 p.m. in the cafeteria. Students will be able to buy convocation tickets, learn about alumni services and benefits, take class photos, LinkedIn headshots, and much more. So now we're going to head over to Jess Palumbo, who spread some happiness here at Sheridan. She put together a little story on International Happiness Day. Jess, what do you got?
As International Day of Happiness. Since 2013, the United Nations has celebrated this day as a way to recognize the importance of happiness in the lives of people around the world. In 2015, the UN launched 17 Sustainable Development Goals that seek to end poverty, reduce inequality, and protect our planet, three key aspects that lead to well-being and happiness. So today I got to ask some people, what makes you happy?
What makes me happy is my friends. I like spending time with my friends and going out and, you know, having a good time.
Not having to go to work and TV binges.
What makes me happy is my cottage and boating.
So go outside today and do something that makes you happy. Reporting from The Face, I'm Jessica Palumbo.
Well, that was just something. What makes me happy? You know, I just like curling up with a good book and maybe a cup of coffee.
Yeah, I just like my sleep.
There's nothing like sleeping in on a cold winter day and being warm and everything like that.
Oh yeah, well, nothing like a nice beer and some Toronto Maple Leafs hockey Saturday night.
That sounds good too.
Did you say Leafs hockey?
Yes.
Did you say Leafs? I think we got some sports coming up. I don't know. Do we?
Yeah, I think we do. Do we have sports?
Christy, do we have sports coming up?
Thing on this show?
Oh, we got sports. Hey! We got lots of it.
You guys, lots of sports.
Hey.
And the one and only, here you go, ladies and gentlemen, we got Christy Knox with your sports update.
Hello, the finish. Touch a ball, Joe. You'll never hit a bigger home run in your life.
Let's talk.
What's up, guys? I'm Christy, bringing you your sports. So the Leafs are in action tonight at the ACC as they take on the Boston Bruins. With playoffs just around the corner, these games are crucial. The Bruins currently sit in a playoff position, while the Leafs sit in fourth in the Atlantic Division, fighting for the second wildcard spot. If the Leafs win in regular time tonight, they will only be 1 point behind the Bruins. Let's go, Toronto. Tom Brady's stolen Super Bowl jerseys were found in the possession of an unidentified international media member. They were found in Mexico and are being validated by authorities. Patriots owner Robert Kraft compared taking the jerseys to taking the great Chagall or Picasso. Houston police classified this theft as a first-degree felony. The Blue Jays are taking on the Minnesota Twins today in Dunedin, Florida, and Josh Donaldson will be making his first spring training appearance after suffering a calf injury. Blue Jays manager John Gibbons said, "It's a really big day for him and the ball club. We've been waiting for this day." Donaldson has been assigned as the team's designated hitter, so you may not see him playing to his full ability because he's under strict orders not to push himself too hard. But if all goes well, he's expected to play third base on Wednesday against the Detroit Tigers. The Sheridan Bruins men's basketball season comes to an end after losing 68-64 to Montmorency in the national championship game. Assistant coach Nick Davis said, "It was a disappointing finish to a pretty great and incredible year by this team. The Bruins were undefeated in the regular season, but couldn't meet their final goal of the season." The men walked away with a silver medal, making this their ninth national medal. Head coach Jim Flock was named the OCAA Coach of the Year, and players Dylan Piriana, Paul Williams, and Brian Owusu were all named Tournament All-Stars. That's all I got for sports for you guys. Let's throw it over to Matt with some entertainment.
Thanks, guys. Unfortunately, I have some sad news to start us off today. Legendary rock and roll musician Chuck Berry passed away at the age of 90 this weekend. Police say Berry was found unresponsive and was pronounced dead on the scene in his St. Louis home. Chuck Berry was among the first musicians inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and considered a pioneer for modern rock and roll amongst many musicians today. Some of Chuck Berry's hits include songs such as Johnny Be Good, Maybelline, and Roll Over Beethoven. His family said in a statement, though his health had deteriorated recently, he spent his last days at home surrounded by the love of his family and friends. New York billionaire David Rockefeller has died at the age of 101. He passed away this morning at his home in Pocatantico Hills, New York, in his sleep of congestive heart failure. He was the oldest living member of his generation in the Rockefeller family. The Rockefeller name has been attached to many significant landmarks throughout New York, and it is estimated that David Rockefeller's fortune is over $3.1 billion today. People who wish to pay their respects to Hollywood icons Carrie Fisher and her mother, Debbie Reynolds, will be able to do so this weekend, and from anywhere in the world. Friends and family of Fisher and Reynolds held a private funeral back in January, but now their public memorial is being live-streamed for fans of the Star Wars and Singing in the Rain stars. Fisher died at the age of 60 a few days after going into cardiac arrest, and her mother Reynolds passed away a day later after a fatal stroke. After 5 months of speculation, Kim Kardashian West has finally opened up about her experience during the Paris robbery. She discussed the incident on last night's episode of Keeping Up with the Kardashians, and said one of the robbers duct-taped her mouth and had a gun held to her head. At one point, she said, "This is the moment they're going to rape me. I fully mentally prepped myself, and then they didn't." So far, 10 people have been charged in connection to the case. A new Muppet is joining Elmo and the gang on Sesame Street. The Muppet named Julia marks the first Muppet to appear with autism on the show. Sesame Street writer Christine Ferrero said, "I think the big discussion right at the start was, how do we do this? How do we talk about autism? Autism is not one thing because it is different for every single person who has autism." The episode titled Meet Julia airs on April 10th. Alfred Hitchcock's groundbreaking horror movie Psycho already has a hit TV show in Bates Motel, but now a highly successful artist is putting her take on one of the most iconic characters from the film. Rihanna will be playing Marion Crane as she joins the new and final season of Bates Motel. Showrunner Carrie Aaron says it was a lot of pressure to make the appearance have a point as opposed to like, hey, we're doing Psycho. In the end, we felt happy with where we got it. Just in terms of telling Norma and Norman's story and bringing Marion Crane into the loop and having it all kind of lead to a meaningful conclusion. Rihanna will make her debut on the new and final season of Bates Motel tonight at 10 p.m. on A&E. The powerhouse Disney is expanding their theme parks to a galaxy far, far away. Star Wars-themed 14-acre theme park has been in the works, but now Disney is showing fans what exactly to expect. A short video of an attraction being built was released online, showing the framework of a massive metal structure, which slowly becomes animated to reveal two massive AT-ATs firing lasers at the camera. Disney PR director George Savas stated on the official theme park blog, "We're creating two incredible attractions. One lets guests take control of the Millennium Falcon on a secret mission, and another, an epic Star Wars adventure that puts guests in the middle of a climactic battle between the First Order and the Resistance." Star Wars Land will have its opening day in 2019, simultaneously in its Orlando and Anaheim parks. The park is also set to open the same year as the release of Star Wars Episode 9. Already taking heat for the recent live-action adaptation of their classic cartoons, Disney is facing further criticism once again for the remake of Mulan. At the moment, the live-action remake of Mulan is not planning on having any of the iconic songs from the original cartoon. The film's director said, "From what I understand, no songs right now. It will be a muscular piece of girly martial arts extravaganza in China." Disney has already faced some backlash when this movie was first announced, where a massive petition was created asking Disney not to whitewash the film with all North American actors. And if you didn't get your fix of Christian Grey and Anastasia Steele, strap yourself down and get ready for 50 Shades Darker edition.
Wow.
Ooh. Yeah, spicy. The best-selling book trilogy, 50 Shades of Grey, has its second film installment coming to Blu-ray and DVD on April 25th and on demand on May 9th. The unrated cut will feature 13 minutes of steamy, never-before-seen footage. Yeah. And over 30 minutes of bonus material that includes a peek at what the future has in store for Christian Anastasia. I wonder if he gets a new whip. So excited. Can't wait. Oh, my. Canada's favorite drama-fueled reality show, Big Brother, is back. This season has a galaxy theme to it, and we see a few guests popping back up for a second shot at Big Brother glory. Our face reporter Paige got a chance to sit down and chat with the returning contestant.
Canada Season 5 premiered last week, and we saw some previous contestants return. I caught up with Peely Niemer, one of Season 3's final five contestants, to talk about her experience in the Big Brother house.
What is it like being on the show?
Being on the show is a crazy slash amazing experience. You make alliances with people you trust, you cheat, you lie, you backstab people, you make long-life friendships, you make enemies. You're stuck in a house with no outside connection, nothing, no technology, absolutely nothing. It's just solid game talk. And you just try to survive for 3 months and, you know, try to win $100,000.
How long are you in the house for?
So it's 3 months. So like 73 days if you make it to the end.
Do you know how many days you were there for?
Yes, 63.
What is it like leaving the show?
It all depends how far you're making, but like if you at least make it into jury, it's tough. It's a letdown. Like you feel like you let yourself down, you let Canada down, right? It sucks. Like your chance of winning $100,000 and whatever, they're obviously gone. And it's such a fun thing. Like it's such a fun experience. So unique that like it's hard to leave. So like when you go in there, you need to like really hard, as hard as it is, you have to take it all in and take a deep breath and. It's a game, it's not real life, but it's your life for 3 months, so it's tough to leave, yeah, it's not fun.
And so, like, once you get back out into the real world, what's that like?
It's crazy, it's weird to, like, go from 3 months having having only game talk to go back to people, try to have a normal conversation. So you come out of the house, and you're like, oh my gosh, what happened while I was in there? Like, the music that came out, the movies that came out while you were gone, whatever happened in life that you didn't know. It's exciting. People are excited to see you, that you have a lot of fans. People followed you, look up to you. It's a little overwhelming, and it takes time to ease back into life, for sure. It takes some people more than others, but it's a process.
How has being on the show changed your life?
It's not a lifestyle. Like, you don't come out and, you can't expect things to come up to you, like, oh, like, a career is not going to come out of that, or like people aren't going to come to you and like ask you to, like, I mean, it could happen, but it's not expected, right? So no, it's just a really, really good experience, but you live it, you do it, whatever, you're out and you go back into life. I went back into school, graduated, like, life carries on.
So who are you rooting for in season 5?
I'm rooting for Kevin, my best friend Kevin, and that would be my first pick, obviously, and like second would be Bruno, because they were both in my season, so gotta root for the friends, I guess, yeah.
Thanks to Peely for giving us an inside look. You can watch new episodes of Big Brother Canada on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday on Global. I'm Paige Ogden, signing off for The Face.
Awesome stuff. Awesome, awesome stuff, Paige. Never really personally got into Big Brother. I was more of
I don't think I've ever watched an episode. Yeah,
I was an Amazing Race kind of guy, personally. What about you, Matt?
I've seen a few episodes here and there. It's definitely, it's an interesting TV show, that's for sure.
Yeah.
I watched E.T. Canada. I had like a little behind the scenes of it, and it's a crazy how much
I feel like there's a
freedom
lot.
They kind of give up.
Yeah.
Like, they literally have hallways running throughout that entire house just for cameraman to, like, run behind and like hide behind like one-way mirrors and stuff.
Oh, just so capture
just
moments.
Film them. Like every single bedroom has like hallways of just different areas where the camera guys can film.
Like hide out, and then just make it look like a typical house kind of.
Yeah,
thing.
So that's where you get all the crazy angles and everything. So it's like that. Your privacy's gone, but like
at the same time,
it's
$100,000.
Yeah, Chris, you're where'd you rather? Yeah. You know.
Survivor,
you're a Survivor.
I love Survivor. Yeah.
That's been going for what, like
34 seasons,
oh my
I think.
Lord,
that's like 16 years.
How is that possible? I don't get it. 16 years of, islands. It's insane.
I didn't even know that show was still on air.
Still got the same opening, like intro music.
Oh, it's the same opening.
Is it
the same host?
Same host.
Solo
yeah.
Host.
Oh yeah.
That man is gonna have to look for a new job in the coming years. I don't know how long he's gonna stick around, but
I think he'd be able.
I think he's gonna be able to retire off his sound.
Oh
like.
Gosh, it's like Seacrest level money right now. Yeah. Jeff Probst.
Well, the weather out there at least is probably nice and sunny, and I know the weather around here has been a little gloomy, Matt. I don't know when you give us a little bit of an update that's gonna be going on in the week.
Definitely not the same as living on a tropical island.
Definitely not.
Now it's time to take a look at our weather.
It's raining sideways!
Sounds rough, Ollie.
Come on, the weather outside is weather.
All right, let's take a look at weather for the week. Today is officially the first day of spring, but our weather may still be a few weeks away from the spring weather we're all hoping for. Today we're sitting at a high of 7 with clouds and a chance of showers overnight. Tomorrow the sun will come out with a high of 11, and Wednesday will cool down back to -1 with the sun shining, but we'll warm up back to 5 degrees on Thursday. Unfortunately, this weekend it's looking wet with a high chance of showers, but the temperature will hang around a mild 6 to 10 degrees. That's it for your weather updates. Now back to face talk.
Face talk. What's face talk?
Talking to your face. Listen through your ears, watching with your eyes.
The talk that smacks you in the face.
Real talk.
Matt, you said you had a little fun game for us to play quickly.
Yeah, I know. Just wrap up our show. This has kind of been picking up a bit. I've been talking to my cousin. He's in high school. I'm maybe doing this a lot. Maybe a bit more graphic, but it's the classic Would You Rather game.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so, like, I've just been looking at this website, and it's got, like, a whole bunch of them. So, like, here's the first one. We were talking about Muppets earlier. Would you rather be Gonzo or be the Cookie Monster?
Cookie Monster.
Cookie Monster.
Holy moly, that was quick, eh?
Yeah.
See, I don't know. He seems
that's my
like
favorite.
I already am the Cookie Monster, yeah, so.
He legitimately seems insane.
But cookies are so good.
Yeah.
You gotta get those, I guess, but you can eat cookies not insane as well. I think Gonzo's perfectly capable.
I don't even know who Gonzo is. So.
He's the one with the big blue nose kind of thing. And he's
yeah, no, he's not cool.
He shoots out of a cannon with his chickens and stuff.
Yeah, he hooks up with chickens and stuff.
He may be in a relationship with chickens.
Cookies. He is in a relationship with chickens.
Cookie Monster's
the best. I would rather be in a relationship with cookies.
Fair enough. I can't disagree with that. You got us another one?
Yeah, I got another one here. Would you rather have stretchable legs or have stretchable arms?
Stretchable arms so I can reach anything.
Yeah. Yeah, stretchable arms.
That couch, those Sunday lazy on the couch.
Grab the remote.
Close the blinds. You're sitting on the couch. You can just reach for your fridge.
I agree. I would say arms. Because at the same time, if you needed to reach something, if you needed to be taller, you could just use your arms and stretch them and reach. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. You could technically do that with your legs, too, just grow a bit. But, yes.
I mean, it would make everything. You could play basketball. You could dunk the ball without even jumping.
That's what I mean. If your legs are tall, then you're kind of just tall. Yeah. You know what I mean? You can't really use the ability of stretching and dunking in basketball, Brandon.
You got one more for us, Matt?
Yeah, I got one more. Here's a pretty good one. Would you rather be an 80s child star actor or a 60s one-hit wonder?
Oh, boy.
80s child star actor.
Are you sure?
I would say the 60s because the 80s child star actors always turn out to be really weird.
I don't know.
You know, Neil Patrick Harris, I think he kind of broke the mold with that.
I was about to use that point, but then you think about people that came out of, like, rock stars or stuff that came out of the 60s, and they kind of came out a little messed up, too, you know?
I don't know. I feel like if you had, like, a hit song in the 60s, you were probably, yeah, like, them, like, you know? Like, the
if great you're off. A one-hit wonder, people forget about you. I want people to remember me.
True. And
which
know,
child stars come to your head, though, right now? If I said
any of
stars?
The, like, Family
Home
Channel
Alone.
Disney. Yeah,
see, I think
any
of
the Culkin,
Disney he's
stars.
Not the most... he's
a big exactly. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Who else?
Corey Feldman. Corey Feldman. Another big one. The Sprouse twins, those guys. And only one.
True.
One's on that new Riverdale show.
Yeah. And the other one, though, he's not crazy. He's just doing it. He's just
he's
as the actor.
He's doing his own thing.
But
I mean, the child stars never really turn out to be anything in the future either.
That's
like,
what I mean.
Look at Hilary Duff or like Lindsay Lohan. Or
they always turn out in with a record.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad we were not childhood stars, guys.
I'm just a star now.
I could be Doogie Howser.
Exactly.
You are Doogie
Howser. I don't know the music for it.
Well, on that note, that was a great ending to our show, Matt. Thank you for that. I don't even think we need to use closing music. Hey, what do you got, Matt? You've been listening to The Face. Yeah, love it.
So it's like a cappella.
Anyways, thanks for listening, guys. It's been a great day. I had a good one.
Yep. Thanks for tuning in.
Yeah. You've been listening to me, Sean McConnell, one of your hosts.
And I'm Brendan Zarian.
I'm Matt Goffin.
And I'm Christy Knox.
And on our technical producer, we got Paige. Paige, what's your last name?
wait, what was it?
Are we going to ask again?
But yeah, thanks for listening to The Face.
See ya.
Later.
We out.
The Face. The Face.
90.7. Suck my...